I wondered what it felt like for them to be there, rustling pages in the warm air, hearing birds singing outside again. Against the walls of the room, there were glass cases with small clusters of old brittle books on thin, tindery bones. Not the sort of thing you see in the snazzy bookshops in Colombo nowadays, where I've taken tourists craving luscious...